Blog Talk Radio.
I went to a Catholic elementary school from first to the eighth grade. And when I finished the sixth grade, I was getting ready to go to junior high school, which is what seventh grade was. Seventh, eighth, and ninth grade was junior high school. But I wanted to go to a public junior high school. And I asked my mother if I could go to a public junior high school because I wanted to see what public school kids was like. Because I had been going to school with Catholic school kids for 6 years, and I wanted to see the difference in going to school with public school kids because I knew they were a little different. They were a little rowdy. And they did a lot of different things in the school, as I had been hearing stories from my buddies that went to public schools, and they would tell. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Kick it off live.
On the other side of the shape, a step a third of the circle do the make. PXLY you present you to the east. Got solutions, conclusions, travel past revolutions for you to seek. BJ's are under the gold ring, the halo, the sunshine,
freaky
the armor, the key.
I'm freaky dicking, I'm freaky dicking. Now as I grab my birth trick, I get freaky dicking. Freaky dicking, it's freaky dicking, my dear. As I come to rock the flex, let's get freaky. Now, here comes the order flowing cosmic storm. Father of the night and growing seed at the dawn. Born from chaos to put it in sync. As I hatch from the looter's walk, purple, black, or pink. I kick you with the chosen and those to be chose who make the little funk noses and the baby afro. And if I don't lift to raise them up, I have some worthy family. He fully measures up to the cut. Teach him how to pimp strut and all that. Fully wear the armor and the crown, not a hat. Because of this, I'm trying to diss me. But my totality in essence, to skip the formalities. And good fight to the knit of the nitty grit grip. Cause a loose lip never meant to spit. That's why my daddy used to tell me, be the positive sin. Don't be no sorry nigga, keep your chest up your chin. Ain't nothing you can solve if you're pure. Pure or endure when no mortal speak the door. Oh daddy yo, I keep the flow. So many pressures, what I keep producing scrolls. No matter rain, sleet, snow, or poison red. Brother Ra, Osaru, Brother Ru, Brother Jeb will come to make things simple and better for the breakdown. For the funkin' lesson God sound. And if you can't dig that, then dig this. Before I speak my words, man, my prayer is like this. I'm son of my father, every word that I speak. Everything I uphold, every shell, every bead. And as the jig grows older, knowledge is vast as faith. Master time, all father I long to embrace. Oh yeah, from Naya to Tehan, may they know the truth of where they come from. Old father Afron had a warrior's gun, and passed it to his son, and now the devil's on the run. I'm talking about the godly genes. Talk about the godly genes, yeah, Tehan. Talk about the godly genes. Confused are, know what it means. Bye-byes in place, cause learning common sense is a must. And then you talk gangster lean, silly mortal. Take hundreds on the flex to get mystical, and sugar shads in the house to get rhythmical. Architect in the ways of tractitional. AOPX, your protection is the critical.
Stomp with me, romp some butt with me. 33 the number in life, can you see? 13 goats come to a knee G. Here's a rose to the star from the east. Watch the strut, you with the big butt. I skill and trust, feel the thrust. At last a swig from the top, Van Gloria.
Yeah. It's Freaky Dicky, it's Freaky Dicky. As we come around again, we get Freaky Dicky. Freaky Dicky, it's Freaky Dicky, my dear. Now come along, so the vibe to get freaky. Now, 13 licks to the stick for the pap, and 13 strokes to the drum. It takes 13 tribes at the 1999. So duck, hey boy, here I come. Smoke goes upward, and I go eastward. Some go backwards, and some go neither. Limbo is a place I don't funk around in, or even step in, or even make a sound in. Gather round the order, cause so many couldn't hang. Tried to make my family to a cult or a gang, or some rap new jack with some tall black hats. But as you see, we approve it most differently. So this is dedicated to my old daddy-o, who had more soul than an old kiss boot. And this is dedicated to the ones who taught me manners and how to be a man, cause a pretty boy's cute. This is dedicated to Yahweh and Allah Kuku, the black man's god that makes me doodle. On a track, never whack like I'm strictly possessed. Progress through the mess, cause my faith don't fess. You can feel it in me, taste the pep of my tree. Upon a smooth melody, you find a nigga in me. So you can shake, shake or dub it and send it to your government. After FTP, I know they know we'll be rumbling. Round table, no edges like that. Verbal power out, verbal sex after taste of sweet pap.
Man in blue, no correction. Come to the section, protection. The red, the black, and the green. I think you know what I mean. Asada, Alafia, and Dougal. Hey, peace.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was a premature baby. I was so small. She loved me and cared for me and raised me till I was over 6 feet tall. I love
bye.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was a premature baby. I was so small. She loved me and cared for me and raised me till I was over 6 feet tall. I love my mom. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I was in grade school, I was a Cub Scout, and my mama was my den mother. She helped me with all of my crafts, and she helped me turn all my marriage badges. I love my mama. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I played ball in school and in the park, my mama was in the stands, screaming and hollering for me with all of my fans. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was the best that I could be. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I got my first job. I was a paper boy. I asked my mother for a ride, and she bought me a Yamaha motorbike. And I drove the motorbike all over the city. And I threw my papers, and I did well. And I was, my mother was proud of me as I did the best that I could be. And then I asked my mother, what do I say? And she said, say please and thank you every day. And God will take your hand and he'll guide you along the way. And you can be the best that you can be every day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I asked my daddy, what do I do so that I can be successful and make a lot of money just like you? My daddy said, boy, get off your butt and go to school. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I took their advice and I graduated from high school at the top of my class. My mama and daddy were at the graduation and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. And then I went to junior college and I graduated with 2 AA degrees. My parents were at my graduation and they were so proud of me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I transferred to a 4-year university and I graduated with 2 4-year bachelor degrees. My mama and daddy were at my graduation and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. I was my mother and father. We're so happy with me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. I love my mother. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You are my favorite girl. And I'm so happy you brought me in this world.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas? And what's happening, everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk NBA playoffs, basketball. Let's talk. Yeah, NBA basketball.
What's going on, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, DJ? Hey, man, I heard part of my Mother's Day song. I didn't hear the whole thing, but, I caught the last verse or so of the song. So we're going to have to play that again for me to get the gist of what it sounded like. I sounded like I was rapping slow motion, stepping down the street like that. And I should have been talking faster, but I was imagining that I was talking to a fast and beaten song. So that's what I was doing. But anyway, let's talk NBA basketball. What's happening with the basketball playoffs right now? Let's talk about the Eastern Conference first. Let's talk about the Boston Celtics playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, that series is tied 2-2. The 76ers, 76ers beat the Celtics 116-115 yesterday in overtime. Which brings the series to 2-2.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if Boston was going to win that series, but it looks like the 76ers came back and tied the series up. So now it's the best of two. The first team to win two games moves on, and the other team goes home. So that's what it looks like. All right. What about the New York Knicks playing the Miami Heat? What's up with that series?
Let's see. The New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat leads that series 2-1. And they play again today at 4:30.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that Miami wins the series, but it looks like New York is trying to play tough. I think New York won the series. They won the game last night. I think that's how they got their one win. So I think they got it last night. So, all right. If they're playing tonight, I want Miami to go ahead and get the win so they can go up 3-1. All right. Well, let's go to the Western Conference and let's see what's going on with the Denver Nuggets playing the Phoenix Suns.
That series is tied 2-2, and they play again tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Okay, the Phoenix Suns came back and won last night to tie the series up two games, because the Denver Nuggets had won the first two games of the series, and they looked like they were just going to sweep the Phoenix Suns, because the Phoenix Suns are missing a couple of their star players. Chris Paul is out. And I don't know if he's out with injuries or what, but he's their point guard, and he's out. He's not playing in the series right now, so I don't know. But they got KD, and KD came out shooting three-pointers the other day, so I think he's going to make up for Chris Paul being out and missing in action. So I'm still hoping that the Phoenix Suns win the game. They win the series, but it's going to be a tough series because the Denver Nuggets look like they're not going away easy. They got two good all-star big men that play in the center, and they shoot threes, and they control the rebounds on the backboard. So they're playing tough inside the paint. All right. Well, it's 2-2, so it's the best of four to see who's going to win that series. All right. Let's go down to my favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers, playing the Golden State Warriors. And what's that series look like? Are the Lakers up in that series, or is it tied up?
The Lakers are leading that series 2-1, and they beat the Warriors 127-97 by 30 points last Saturday. So it looks like the Lakers are on a roll, and they play again today at 7 o'clock in L.A.
All right. Well, go ahead, Los Angeles Lakers. Show that you got the big men in the middle, and you got some scoring guards and some forwards that can shoot the three-pointer, so you guys can outshoot the San Francisco for the Golden State Warriors. But I don't know. The commentators are saying that the Golden State Warriors are favored to win the next two games. So they're thinking the Lakers are going to burn out because the Lakers are old. And they're saying that Golden State Warriors have a lot of young guys on the team. But I don't know. the Lakers seemed like they had a couple of young guys that came in, and they put in 20 points each to score because they went up like they were up 40 points the other day. So if they only won by 20, Golden State must have come back and scored 20 points because they were down by 40. I think they were almost down by 45. So it was a real blowout. But the Lakers, I guess they slowed down on their shooting, and Golden State scored a few points and came back to only lose by 20 points. Because it was expected that they were going to get blown out by at least 40. So the Lakers are still the premier team in the West. So I'm believing that the Lakers are going to go to the Western Conference Championship. I don't know who they're going to play, if they're going to play the Phoenix Suns or if they're going to play the Denver Nuggets. But they're going to play one of those two teams. But they will be in the championship series for sure because they will beat Golden State Warriors. So I'm really counting on the Lakers to do what they got to do to win the series. Okay, well, that's NBA basketball right here on Gregory's Stories. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Make it weak for me.
From San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked. And I said, they all got dresses on.
This is G Money, the pimp comic. And I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's T-H-E-P-I-M-P-C COMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man sitting on the bus, and he looked over and saw this woman reading the Bible. And he asked her, he said, "Excuse me, ma'am, do you believe everything you read in that Bible?" And the lady said, "Of course I do. This is the Word of God, and I believe in everything that he has passed on to us in this Bible." And the man said, "Well, I don't know about some of the stories I heard about that they talk about in the Bible, like the story of the giant whale that ate that man and then spit him out on land. I don't know if that really happened. Do you believe that really happened?" And the lady said, "Yes, it's in the Bible. I believe it happened." And he said, "Well, I don't know. I don't believe that." And she said, "Well, I'll tell you what. When I get to where I'm going and I go inside the pearly gates of heaven after I die, I'll find out if it's a true story or not." But you can always find out where you end up going yourself. You can find out if that's a true story. You can wait till you arrive where you're going to go. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, God was talking to Noah, and he said that he wanted Noah to build an ark because he was going to flood the world and get rid of all of the non-believers, all of the evildoers on the planet. He was going to drown them with the flood that was going to flood the world. And he wanted him to build this ark and take in 2 animals of each kind, take a male and a female animal of each kind of animal and put them on the ark. And Noah did that, and he put all of these animals on the ark. And then the ark, he closed the doors on the ark, and it started raining, and the ark was lifted up off the ground and was floating in the water all around the world. The oceans were flooded, and the land was full of water all over. And I wonder, how did Noah feed the lions and the tigers that were on the ark. Well, I think he fed them with the unbelievers that were drowning in the ocean, that were swimming in the water when the world was flooded. They were drowning all the sinners. Woo! There was two boys that were really bad, and they kept getting into trouble. And their mother was trying to talk to them to straighten them out, but she couldn't say anything to stop them from getting into trouble. So she went to her priest, and she asked her priest if he could talk to the kids, and maybe he could tell them something that would keep them out of trouble. So the priest said, all right, yeah, let me talk to them. Bring them to me one at a time. And so the lady sent her oldest son into the priest's office, and the son walked in and sat down in a chair in front of the priest's desk, and the priest started talking to the little boy. He said, do you know who God is? Do you know where God is? Do you know what God can do for you? Do you know what God can do for a man? Do you know the power that God has? Do you know what God can do? Do you know where God is? And the little boy jumped up and ran out the office and ran all the way home. And he ran into the house, and he went into the room where his brother was. And he said, did you know that God is missing? And they're trying to blame it on us. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. I got another story for you. There was a little boy that knelt down on the side of his bed to say his prayers before he went to sleep. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather. And the next morning, he found out that his grandfather died of a heart attack. So the next evening, when he was getting ready to go to bed, he knelt down on his knees, and he had his mother in the room with him, and he was saying his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. But if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And the next morning he found out his grandmother died of a stroke. And he went to bed the following night. And he knelt down on his knees. And he had his mother and his father in his room with him. And he was saying his prayers. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy. And the next day, his daddy went to work, and he was so cautious. He was driving down the street, and he was letting everybody go in front of him. He was giving right away to everybody. And when he got to work, he waited and let everybody park their cars before he pulled into a parking spot in the parking lot. And then he went into the job. And he was using the copier, and he let everybody go in front of him and use the copier before he used the copier. And then when it was lunchtime, he went to the cafeteria, and he stood in a long line, and he let everybody go in front of him before he bought his lunch. And then he went and sat down at the table, and he was real courteous while he was sitting at the table while everybody was coming to the table and eating. And then he left work at night, and he was driving home real cautiously, and he made it all the way to his house. And he walked in the house, and he saw his wife, and he said, "Baby, I made it home without any problems. Oh, I'm so grateful." And his wife said, "Well, I'm glad to hear that, sweetheart. But, you know, it's a funny thing. The mailman died this morning." Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo-wee! All right. Well, now it's time for another song. So DJ Papa D, play a clip and then play another song. Play G-Money's a Pimp. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, "Oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him." And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, "Ow, shit, that hurt."
Yeah.
yourself. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live. And it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
We've been waiting for so long, waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long, we want to play for you some of our songs.
Bet you by golly,
listen to Pleasure is the name of our group. We're making this record especially for you. So lay on back and hear us play and sing, cause we're really gonna
do our thing. Grand Central Station, cause we've been waiting for so long, waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long, we want to play for you some of our songs, cause we've been waiting.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center, and we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight, and while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting.
shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, DJ Papa D, can you hear me now?
Coming in loud and clear.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but anyway, well, now it's time for me to share the story that I wrote with for the listening audience. So people, put your head back, put your feet up and relax and get something to snack on and something to drink on so you can listen to this story that I've recorded for the listening audience. It should be inspirational. It should be educational. It should be entertaining. And after all, it should be educational. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. To playing defense, I was no longer an offensive lineman. I switched to be on the defense, which means I was running in and I was trying not to get blocked by the guys that were lining up in front of me. Like before, I was on the offense and I was blocking the guys trying to get in the backfield to tackle my runner. Well, now I'm on the defense,
and I'm trying to get into the backfield and tackle the runner that was running the ball, and I'm trying to tackle the quarterback. And that was my job, and I thought that was a lot more fun than me blocking somebody and trying to keep them from tackling my guys. So I was playing defense, but I still found out that I was really too little to be a good defensive lineman, because the offensive line on the teams that we were playing, they were picking big guys to be on the offensive line. And the big guys were really good at blocking me and keeping me from getting in the backfield to make the tackle. So I was having problems. I was too little. I had the aggression to get in there and try to get the runner. I was really good at trying to get the runner, but I was just too small. The guys on the offensive line and the blockers were really blocking me, and they were knocking me down, and they were keeping me from making tackles. So I found out the first year that I wasn't a good lineman, and I couldn't play offensive line, and I couldn't play defensive line. I wasn't a good player in those positions. So the next year I came out, and when we tried out positions, I tried out to be a defensive back where I could intercept passes and I could guard the receivers that were running out for passes, and I could be a linebacker in the back of my defensive line, and I could tackle the runners that were running the ball. So when they came past the offensive line and they got in the open, it was my job to run and tackle these guys. And that's what I was good at. And I said, oh, this is the position for me. This is where I want to be. And when I was playing flag football, I was really good at guarding receivers that were running out for passes, because I was jumping in front of the receivers and I was grabbing interceptions and I was running them back for touchdowns. So I decided that when I played tackle football, I wanted to be one of the DBs that I would be guarding the receivers that were running out for passes. And I would be guarding the running backs that would be coming out the backfield and running out for passes. And I would watch the quarterback to see where he was looking, to see where he was going to throw the ball. And I would run over to that area. And when the quarterback threw the ball, I would jump in front of the receiver and I would grab the ball and I'd run the other way for a touchdown. And I was pretty good at that. And I thought, yep, this is the position for me. I need to be a DB, which means I was a defensive back. And I guarded against runners that were running out to catch the pass. And I guarded against halfbacks that were coming out the backfield. And they were swinging for little short passes over the middle. And I was watching to see where the quarterback was going to throw the ball. And I guarded them when they came out the backfield. I would be running right alongside them. And if the quarterback thought he was going to throw the ball to the receivers, I would be right there. And I would jump the receiver and I'd grab the ball. Or if the receiver caught the ball, then I would make the tackle. And the play would be over. And the receivers wouldn't have gotten a lot of yardage, and they wouldn't have scored. So I was stopping a lot of plays by intercepting the ball and running the ball back the other way. Or I just made the tackle, and the play would be over. And that was the name of playing tackle football.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was a premature baby. I was so small. She loved me and cared for me and raised me till I was over 6 feet tall. I love my mom. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I was in grade school, I was a Cub Scout. And my mama was my den mother. She helped me with all of my crafts. And she helped me earn all my merit badges. I love my mama. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I played ball in school and in the park, my mama was in the stands, screaming and hollering for me with all of my fans. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was the best that I could be. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I got my first job. I was a paper boy. I asked my mother for a ride, and she bought me a Yamaha motorbike, and I drove the motorbike all over the city, and I threw my papers, and I did well, and I was, my mother was proud of me. As I did the best that I could be. And then I asked my mother, what do I say? And she said, say please and thank you every day. And God will take your hand and he'll guide you along the way. And you can be the best that you can be every day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I asked my daddy, what do I do so that I can be successful and make a lot of money just like you? My daddy said, boy, get off your butt and go to school. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I took their advice and I graduated from high school at the top of my class. My mama and daddy were at the graduation and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. And then I went to junior college and I graduated with two AA degrees. My parents were at my graduation, and they were so proud of me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I transferred to a four-year university, and I graduated with two four-year bachelor degrees. My mama and daddy were at my graduation, and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. I was, my mother and father were so happy with me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. I love my mother. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You are my favorite girl, and I'm so happy you brought me in this world. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
rocking with a nigga like me. D to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, the homo thug. Empty out below, the domo slug. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your head. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's a cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bros. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. And she's crazy. Street past midnight, look for him in the mall. Don't play with these cats, cause I ain't got nothing to say to these cats. For the moments that really do love them, please pray for these cats. Cause I know niggas is hard-headed, but I ain't got the patience. Don't want me having no patience, turning to more patience. More patience to ICU, to ICU. Trying to get away with shit a real nigga wouldn't do. Where my dogs at? See them niggas? Get them boys, that's how we do. Yeah, this is for my dog, this is for my dog. Yo, where we at, baby? From then till now, don't ask me how. Know that we gon' roll like the niggas in the egg block on the shop.
Yo.
Yo, X, got some bad news.
Kato's dead, man.
What?
Yeah, Kato's dead, man.
You can't be serious, man.
Scratch to my dog, Kato. Rest in peace, baby. The K-Fan.
That I call my friends, praying for all my friends, things I do for my friends.
We miss you,
hey, okay.
Started off two dogs with the same goal. Nothing but two dogs walking the same road. Two different cultures, but had the same heart.
Yeah.
Enjoyed seeing the light, but lived in the dark. Fifth album bumped heads in the parking lot. Was a quiet brother, didn't like to bark a lot. Came direct, when he came, gained respect. So I gave respect, we shared the same respect. Two names and threat in our own circles.
What?
Two brothers with good heart, but if you start, two brothers that'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Know how that dirt do, hitting four corners. Right back up on us. God tried to warn us, but sometimes we don't see. When I first heard, I'm like, this can't be. That nigga's bugging, got the wrong information or something. Please tell me that these niggas is front.
God knows. Dogs that I call my friends, praying for all my friends, things I do for my friends.
We miss you.
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, and I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked him, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
Yeah.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, May 8th, 2023. Happy birthday to Carrie Willis. Happy birthday to Andre Stroman Jr. Happy birthday to Dr. Latrice Z5B Mamba. Happy birthday to Eric Flowers, 56 years young. Happy birthday to Rodney Gunn, Q-Spike Fight. Happy birthday to Damon Anthony Williams. Happy birthday to Harvest Thomas. Happy birthday to Tony Truitt. Happy birthday, Daryl Clay Jr. Happy birthday, Cassandra Taylor. Happy birthday, Sharikia Tunstall. And last but not least, happy birthday to Tamira Harris, 39 years young. That's it. So I just want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating their birthday today, May 8th, 2023.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue steppin' crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
G-Money, are you there? If not, I guess we just close the show. All right. That's it for today's show, and we'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Later days.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high, amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.